Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
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 Hello, baby!
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley.
Here I come to save the day.
You're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, we hear number 3 and number 2 in our top 5 favorite songs of the Monkees Countdown, is voted on by you. Plus, a couple of Monkees covers by Weezer and the Gripweeds. Another Toonami is in the forecast. 2 versions of the same song by David Bowie and the Suffragettes. Beth Riley is a great deep track from the Beach Boys and her Surf's Up, Beth's Beach Boys break. And we'll drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear a cool and rare tune for our selection of the week. Plus, we've got songs from the Volcanics, Satan's Pilgrims, Kincaid and the Mimetics, the Delta Bombers, Fat Kahuna, Santa Ana Bay Coconuts, the Dube Checks, Magnetic, the Electric Heaters, and still there's more. Starting us off, it's a new old album from the Smithereens, recorded in 1993 at Crystal Sound Studios in New York City. This was while they were in between their Capitol and RCA deals. It remained unreleased until now. Appropriately titled The Lost Album, releasing September 23rd on Sunset Boulevard Records. From that album, also appropriate for this show, it's Monkey Man.
Hi, this is Jim Babjack from the Smithereens, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
Monkey, monkey,
That's another great rocker from their upcoming Go Action album, releasing September 23rd on High Tide Recordings. Satan's Pilgrims and Riot on the Seaside Strip. Also in the mix from their new album, Wheels and Waves, Santa Ana Bay Coconuts with Toledo Panic Button. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's a special recording released by the United States Army for recruitment purposes. Song features a guitar legend that played his guitar left-handed and upside down, and an actress who also appeared in movies with Jerry Lewis, Elvis Presley, and others. The song also features the Overland Swinging Top Brass. More info in the song coming up later. Up next, we continue our countdown of the top five favorite songs by the Monkees. Last time we heard number 5, I'm Not Your Stepping Stone, and number 4, Daydream Believer. This time we'll hear number 3, and later in the show, number 2. Coming in at number 3 is a song written by Jerry Goffin and Carole King, released in July 1967, inspired by a street named Pleasant Valley Way, and their move to suburban West Orange, New Jersey. Goffin and King wrote the song about dissatisfaction with the life in the suburbs. It features the great guitar opening by Monkey Michael Nesmith. At number 3 in our top favorite songs by the Monkees countdown, Pleasant Valley Sunday.
Number 3.
Number 3.
Number 3.
The love of the rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song.
shoestring.
Yeah, let's do fingers for it. The odd fingers in. Ready?
One, two, three!
A heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard Weezer covering the Monkees' tune, I'm a Believer. It's from the Shrek Forever After movie and soundtrack from 2010. Up next, the Dubchecks. They claim they're Maine's most enduring and polarizing band. This is a fun new tune called Humanoids from Challenger Deep. We'll be right back.
Chris from the Delta Bombers, and you're listening to my pal Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave. Surf's up.
We were young, naive, wishing to believe all our youth would have. Our best interests in your hand, all the lies that you spread, the lies that are dead now because of you. Oh, you'll find in time. Not the dogs of Pavlov. Can't allow the leg of this go on. All the lies that you're spreading, the lies that are dead now because of you. Thank you.
That's the latest from Magnatech from Impala 59 release and Surfin' Demon Twist. The Delta Bombers before that, always out on tour and always rocking audiences all over the place. That was their 2022 single, Dogs of Pavlov. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's a special recording released by the United States Army for recruitment purposes between a guitar legend who played his guitar left-handed and upside down, and an actress who also appeared in movies with Jerry Lewis, Elvis Presley, and others. The song also featured the Overland Swinging Top Brass. The answer and the song coming up later, but right now, it's time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
Surf's up.
It's time for Surf's Up.
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This song can be found on their 1967 album, Wild Honey. It was written by Brian Wilson and Mike Love and features Brian on lead vocals. In 1979, this song was recorded and released as a nearly 11-minute disco song on their 1979 album, LA, also known as Light Album. Let's catch the party wave with Here Comes the Night. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
I can. Here comes
Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard Kincaid and the Mimetics and the tune Retro Cicada from their release It's a Shambles and We All Know It. Up next, from their new album, the film of the same name, it's the Electric Heaters and Chi-Yo.
This is Dwayne Eddy.
Hi, this is Dick Dale.
Hey, now, this is Billy F. Gibbons.
Hi, this is Mike Love of the Beach Boys.
Hey, everybody, it's Michael Bacon from the Bacon Brothers.
And I'm Kevin Bacon, also from the Bacon Brothers.
Hi, I'm Nicole from the Surfer Jets.
Hi, I'm John Stamos.
Hello, I'm Hank Hill from TV's King of the Hill.
You're listening to Catching a Wave.
Catching a Wave.
Catching a Wave.
Catching a Wave.
With Jammin' James Riley.
Jammin' James Riley.
Our buddy, Jammin' James Riley. With James Riley right here. Have mercy.
I tell you what.
Hi, this is Frankie from the Volcanics, and you're listening to Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave.
From the Volcanics on High Tide Recordings and the title cut to the Concrete Carver album. Also in the mix, the latest from Fat Kahuna from the Casino Coral release, an Orange Bowtie. Time now to check on that tsunami in the forecast.
Two girls for every boy.
Tsunami is a chance to play two in a row, and this week, two artists covering the same song. The song is Suffragette City. We'll hear from the Surfajets. From a bonus track on their EP, and they changed the name to Surfragette City, also an inspiration to their band name. But first, let's hear the 1972 original. It's called one of David Bowie's greatest tunes, and certainly my favorite from him. This is Suffragette City, David Bowie, on the Catchin' a Wave, Tsunami.
Don't leave.
The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. Time now to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is. So let's drop a coin in the jukebox. This is a special recording and single released by the United States Army for recruitment purposes between a guitar legend that played his guitar left-handed and upside down and an actress who also appeared in movies with Jerry Lewis, Elvis Presley, and others. The song also featured the Overland Swinging Top Brass. It's Dick Dale and Francine York, and the tune, The Enlistment Twist, on the Jammin' James Jukebox.
Twist! the twist. Come on, man, twist down and list. Join the army, man. Join the army, man. Get in step and do the enlistment twist. Sergeant say, let's do the twist. The corporal say, let's do the twist. The private say, let's do the twist. The captains, the generals, they all say, join the army, man. Join the army, man. Get in step, bam, do the enlistment twist. American way. Get in step now and do the enlistment twist.
Hey, hey, as promised, it's time to continue our countdown of the top five favorite songs as voted on by you by The Monkees. At number two in our countdown is a song written by Mickey Dolenz and released in May 1967. Now, when it was released in the UK, it was listed as alternate title due to these words meaning something different in England. The phrase was taken from the UK sitcom Till Death Us Do Part. At number two in our top five favorite songs by the Monkees countdown, it's Randy Scouse Git.
Number two.
It's so close, it's so close, it's number two.
Number two, ladies and gentlemen.
She's a wonderful lady and she's mine, all mine. And there doesn't seem a way that she won't come and lose my mind. It's too easy humming songs to a girl in yellow dress. It's been a long time since the party and the room is in a mess. The four kings of EMI are sitting stately on the floor. There are birds out on the sidewalk and a valet at the door. He reminds me of a penguin with few and plaster hair. There's talcum powder on the letter and the birthday boy is there. Why don't you cut your hair? Why don't you live up there? Why don't you do what I do? See what I feel when I care? Now they've darkened all the windows and the seats in Naugahyde. I've been waiting for an hour and I can't find a place to hide. The being known as Wonder Girl is speaking, I believe. It's not easy trying to tell her that I shortly have to leave. Why don't you be like me? Why don't you stop and see? Why don't you hate who I hate? Kill who I kill to be free?
This is Kurt Ryle, singer and drummer from the Gripweeds, and you're listening to Jammin' James Riley on Catchin' a Wave.
Love is understanding, don't you know? Love is understanding, it's in everything. we do.
Edition of their album Dig. It's the Gripweeds covering the Monkees tune For Pete's Sake. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and next time we'll hear the top voted tune in our Monkees countdown, and of course we'll have more summery tunes for you on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.
Someday